From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The United States has a warning for the surviving Turkish government. The United States is urging Turkey to exercise restraint and act within the rule of law as it investigates last week's failed coup amid conflicting reports about whether a former Air Force commander confessed to being a ringleader of the attempted takeover. The state-run Anadolu News Agency reported that 8,777 officers have been suspended and 6,000 members of the judiciary and military have been detained following the attempted coup Friday, sparking concern from world leaders who warn against actions that would damage constitutional order. On Monday, Anadolu quoted General Okin Öztürk, who earlier had denied involvement in the uprising against the government of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, as saying that he acted with the intention of carrying out a coup. However, the news agency has since taken the report down, and his alleged involvement has been denied in reports by private news media outlets in Turkey. In Brussels Monday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he supported bringing perpetrators of the attempted coup to justice, but issued a warning to the Turkish leaders.
We will certainly support bringing the perpetrators of the coup to justice, but we also caution against a reach that goes well beyond that, and stress the importance of the democratic rule being upheld.
The Turkish President Erdogan ordered F-16 fighter jets to patrol Turkey's skies overnight, although there was no new sign of resistance against the government. Meanwhile, Ankara suspended annual leave for more than 3 million civil servants. This is VOA News. The Republican National Convention moves Tuesday to a focus on the economy, a day after Melania Trump told a primetime audience her husband Donald is an amazing leader and the only one who can deliver change for the United States. She said, if you want someone to fight for you in your country, I can assure you he is the guy.
I have been with Donald for 18 years, and I have been aware of his love for this country since we first met. He never had a hidden agenda when it comes to his patriotism, because, like me, he loves this country very much.
The Slovenian immigrant has been largely unseen during the presidential campaign and used part of the address to tell her personal story. However, her speech prompted questions about its origins after journalists noted striking similarities in one passage to an address Michelle Obama gave at the Democratic National Convention in 2008. The convention erupted in chaos just hours after it began Monday as Trump's opponents loudly protested being denied a floor vote on the convention rules. The discord inside the convention site mimicked the chaos on the streets, where several hundred Trump supporters and opponents held rallies a kilometer apart as the four-day convention opened. North Korea test-fired three ballistic missiles Tuesday, a week after it had threatened to retaliate against South Korea over the deployment of the THAAD missile defense system. Both the U.S. and South Korea said the missiles Pyongyang launched early Tuesday were likely medium-range Scud or Redong types that flew between 500 and 16 kilometers before falling into the sea off the coast, the east coast of the Korean Peninsula. The U.S. and South Korea recently agreed to deploy the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System to defend against the North's increasing nuclear and missile capabilities. North Korea responded by threatening to launch a retaliatory strike against the THAAD deployment by turning the South, quote, into a sea of fire and a pile of ashes, end quote. The UN Children's Agency warns that some 49,000 children will die of malnutrition in areas once cut off by northeastern Nigeria's Islamic extremist uprising if they don't get treatment. UNICEF is calling for charities and donors to respond quickly to avert a tragedy in Borno State, where nearly a quarter of a million children are severely malnourished. Most of the children are in areas that had been inaccessible before a multinational force liberated them from Boko Haram extremists earlier this year. The seven-year Boko Haram insurgency has killed more than 20,000 people in the region. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.